Broadcasting live from Door County in the Peninsula Players Theater, I'm Larry Mueller. Welcome to another program. Really pleased to be here today in Door County, especially at the Peninsula Players Theater. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. We had a chance to take a little tour. Audra Vicari-Busman, the business manager, and Alan Kopitschke, the development director, took our busload of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners who are in the audience. Let's hear from you. Yay! All right. There they are. Good audience, good audience. We're having a lot of fun here today, and I'm telling you, it's an absolutely lovely, lovely building. It's 2 years old. The facility itself, Peninsula Players, has been going for 73 years now. They've got an absolutely fantastic theater, and if you come to Door County and don't go to a Peninsula Players production, shame on you. You're going to love the place. It's just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And we'll probably talk, I'm sure we'll talk some more about it as we move along today, but I want to get down to business with you a little bit and talk about Door County cherries. How many cherry pies do you eat in the course of a year? Or how many cherries do you have? We have some cherries at home in our refrigerator, and I usually take a handful with me for part of my lunch every day. I have been the last few days anyway. Well, I tell you what, a lot of those cherries that you eat come right from Door County. And I wanted to start the program today by talking about the Door County cherry industry. And we'll talk about some other fruits as well, because we've got two guys that know a whole lot about cherries and the other fruits that you'll find in Door County. Bob Lautenbach of Lautenbach's Orchard Country in Fish Creek, where you've been providing homegrown cherries, your family, since the 1950s, Bob.
Yes, we have, Larry.
Well, I tell you what, it's pleased to have you with us. And also Dean Vollenberg. Dean is the Door County Extension Ag Agent. And Dean, welcome.
Welcome. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for being with us as well. You can join in, by the way, if you have questions about cherries, or we could probably talk about apples and some other fruits as well. We'll zero in a bit on cherries today, but give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. In the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And I'll again invite our audience. When you have a question, just walk right over to the microphone, and we'll get you on the air with your questions as well. Dean, I'm going to turn to you to start. The weather conditions took a little bit of a toll this year on the cherry crop?
There's a couple of things that took place. Last year we had a record crop of about 10.4 million pounds of cherries. We also had a terrible drought where we only had about 13 inches of rain throughout the whole season, so the crop went into the winter very, very stressed.
Oh.
And after that point of time, we had a very hard winter, especially in January. And so the flowers didn't develop sexual organs, so they didn't develop many fruit at all.
Okay. And Bob Lautenbach, for our, your own business, but you're kind of a representative in a way of the Wisconsin Cherry Growers Association and Door County Cherry Growers. How has it been from a grower's perspective?
Well, it's been kind of devastating, not only financially, but also other things like people coming up to pick your own cherries and watching how happy they are picking cherries and things like that. There's not a lot of pick your own cherries here.
That's a shame. And is it a year? Is it something that's probably going to come back next year? Or you hope?
We're hoping that the crop will recover, especially the tart cherries look good. The sweet cherries will take a little longer because about 50% of that crop is produced on old wood, and a lot of that old wood died during this past winter.
Okay. What is it about Door County? And here we are talking about that we don't have as many cherries, but we know that Door County is a great place to grow cherries, cherry trees. What is it about Door County? Go ahead, Bob.
One of the main reasons is we're surrounded by water, the lake on the east side and the bay on the west side. So when our blossoms come out on our trees and you guys see white frost on your rooftops or on your lawn in front of your house, we get air currents that blow off of the waters and blow all the white frost away. So we're almost always guaranteed a very good crops.
And what about soil conditions, Dean Vollenberg?
The soil up here is very light and well-drained, which is very important for the cherry crop, so we have that going for us. that's probably the most important thing when growing cherries, is to have that really light soil so you can actually have well drainage.
What, some people might think is that, well, if you plant some cherry trees, you get the cherry trees going, or maybe you've got one tree of your own, you probably don't have to spend a lot of time with it. But for our growers, what's involved in this business?
Well, number one is the location, again, with the water surrounds us and the soil conditions. If you have too low of an area that you put a cherry tree in, you usually won't get a tree. You also have to have different trees sometimes to pollinate them. Normally, Montmorency tart cherries are self-pollinating. What I mean by that is the wind itself will blow the pollen around from one tree to another, where with apple trees and sweet cherry trees, the bee actually has to get into the pistil and go from one tree to another.
Okay. Is that why the Montmorency cherries are so popular in terms of growers?
Yes. Yes, it is, Larry.
Yeah. And what about disease or insects or other kinds of things? I know you like to be as organic or chemical-free as possible. But
well, I think the main thing we're trying to deal with is what we call yellow leaf. We want the trees to stay very green until about November 1st. So the leaves freeze off because they build nutrients all summer, and we need those leaves to be on the trees. And what we're spraying for out there is a fungicide, and that fungicide keeps the leaves on the trees.
Okay. Dean Vollenberg, what's your take on the disease and how growers deal with those sorts of things?
Well, we've come a long way in the past 30 years, especially working with the UW Peninsula Research Station, where we can take and actually predict when disease is going to be prevalent and very heavy. So growers have been able to reduce their pesticide applications by almost two-thirds in the county by looking at such things as leaf wetness and humidity and also temperature.
Okay. Now, when it comes to when are the cherries typically ripe in Door County?
Normally, usually the harvest starts approximately the 18th of July and lasts until about the first or second of a week into August.
Okay, so a couple of weeks is about it then.
A couple of weeks is about it for the whole cherry harvest.
What this is probably in terms of tourism and so forth, this is probably a really important couple of weeks typically for you folks.
Well, normally it's a little bit longer than 2 weeks, Larry. It's probably more like four weeks.
Okay.
But this year definitely going to be 2 weeks, and we're hoping to have it 2 weeks.
Our guest today, Bob Lautenbach of Lautenbach's Orchard Country in Fish Creek, and Dean Vollenberg, who is the from Sturgeon Bay, is the Door County Ag Agent. And we're talking about the cherry industry in Door County. I don't know about the rest of Wisconsin, where cherries, not that many cherries grown elsewhere, but there are certain areas where there are more grown. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit, too. And we'll talk about some of the other fruits as well that are grown here in Door County during this first segment of our program. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234, or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. We planted, my wife and I planted a cherry tree earlier this year, and I'm trying to remember Renee's in the audience. She'll tell me. She'll holler it out. Anyway, it's really growing well. But you may have some cherry trees at your home and have some questions about them, too. So give us a call. Again, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And let's take a call. Brenda in Monroe is up. So let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Brenda?
Hi.
Go ahead. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling with a question about my cherry tree.
Okay.
Something is eating the leaves, and I'm not sure what, and I was been meaning to call our extension agent to figure it out, and then heard your program, thought I'd call.
All right. Well, Dean Vollenberg, have you got some, are you seeing something from underneath the leaf, or is it on the edges of the leaves, or what's going on there?
It's eating the middles of the leaves right around the veins. It's leaving it very translucent. It's not eating the whole leaf, only parts of every leaf. And I can't see what's doing it. I haven't seen any bugs on it.
Well, if the leaves are getting skeletonized now, most likely what we're seeing a lot is an insect called a pear slug on there. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's a pear slug?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it? How do we control it, or do we control it?
There's a number of pesticides you can use. The best would be to call your extension agent and ask them what you can use.
Mm-hmm. Does that help out?
That helps a lot. It's just knowing what it is gives me half the battle right there.
Bear slugs. Japanese beetles don't. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Bye-bye. Japanese beetles don't hit cherry trees, do they?
No, they don't.
I can tell you what, they hit roses. We put a new rose bush in this year, and with this beautiful, beautiful big rose one day, and the next day it was filled with Japanese beetles. So, anyway, let's take some more calls. Lots of callers online here. So Carolyn in Green Bay will give you a chance next. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I just have a comment and then a question. My comment is I love Door County cherries, and since moving to Green Bay, I always put up some Door County cherry jelly, and I'm very happy that usually at our farmers markets we can get some Door County cherries there. But my second question is, we aren't that much more south than Sturgeon Bay and Door County, and I have very, very sandy soil. In fact, I would hardly call it soil, it's just sand. And I was wondering whether I would be able to grow a cherry tree, first of all, in our climate, and second of all, in just sand.
Well, the climate should be all right, shouldn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I think the climate is fine. The biggest problem is you're either going to have to put a tent around it probably in the spring, or get a wind machine in there to blow the frost away from it. Your biggest problems probably are going to be the frost problems in May.
Okay, so the wind here in Door County blows the frost off the trees, but in places that are more protected, that just doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay. Well, so we live. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's more just the frost sitting on the tree in the spring that would be the problem here.
It normally would kill the little pistil that's inside the white blossom, and that would turn brown, and then it wouldn't form a cherry.
Okay. But
thank you.
If you have a reasonable spring,
then it's possible. Some people are doing it.
Yeah. So good luck, Carolyn. Don't let that discourage you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate the call. And you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890. You can even email us. I think that'll work. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, and we'll try and get that email question in for you as well. Larry Mueller here with my guest Bob Loudenberg of Loudenberg's Orchard Country in Fish Creek, and Dean Vollenberg of Sturgeon Bay, Door County Extension, UW Extension Agricultural Agent. Again, I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking Door County cherries and the cherry industry with a couple of guests today, Bob Loudenberg of Loudenberg's Orchard Country in Fish Creek, and Dean Vollenberg, Door County, UW Extension Agricultural Agent, zeroing in a bit on the cherry industry because, you know, when you think Door County, you often think cherries. There's lots of apples and other fruits certainly growing here. But when it comes to cherries, pretty much this is the place, isn't it, Dean Vollenberg?
Yep, we grow about 2,300 acres of cherries in Door County. At one time, we had almost 10,000 acres in the late 50s, early 60s. There still are cherries grown outside of Door County, but very few, less than 100 acres, actually.
So we got about 2,400 acres grown in Wisconsin, and 2,300 of them are right here in Door County.
That's right.
Now, why the, as you said earlier, there were, three times as much?
10,000 acres.
10,000 acres at one point. What's changed?
Michigan came online.
Oh.
Michigan's the number one producers of tart cherries in the United States.
Michigan is number one in production, but I feel that Door County has a better tasting and a more of a quality cherry than Michigan, actually.
Yeah, you're getting lots of agreement here with our audience on that one. Well, I've had a chance to try Michigan cherries as well, and I guess I have to agree with you. Even though we have some Michigan listeners, and they're probably going to call in and argue about it, especially from the UP. But we have someone from the audience with a question. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Pamela Johnson, and I live just down the road in Juddville, so we're only a hop, skip, and a jump here from Penn Players, which is pretty neat. But we live here all year long, and we know there's lots of deer up here. So we were wondering, how do you keep the deer away from your cherry trees?
Oh.
They eat all our stuff.
Well, what we do is we take little sacks, and we put a bar of human soap in them and hang one on each tree. And they smell that human scent, and it seems to do a pretty good job of keeping the deer away. Regular bar soap.
No kidding. We got to try that. Thank you.
Now, I've heard Irish Spring.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you want to talk about a type. Dean, is that typically?
Yep, the soap works good. Another product you can try to use is Milorganite, which is actually a human biosolids that actually you can put in the orchard, and it keeps the deer away also.
So there's another. So you add them, put the two together, and you've got an interesting smell. Let's put it that way. Mary, and we're going to let's take another question from the audience. Hi.
Hi, I'm Barb Beaudry from Appleton, Wisconsin. I came up on the tour, and I have a question regarding a different type of cherry. I heard about this, years so ago, and I haven't heard anymore. It's a cross between a sweet cherry and the tart cherry, and I forget the name of it. And I know they were growing it in Michigan, but they were starting it in Door County. Are you familiar
with
it?
Are you thinking of the Balaton cherry?
Yes, that's
okay, it. Okay, the Balaton cherry is a tart cherry, only it's very dark in color like a black Bing sweet cherry. And the reason we like to grow them, especially at Orchard Country, is we blend them with our cherry wine, and it gives us a nicer, richer color, burgundy color in the bottle. It's also a cherry that the wind does not bruise. It's a little bit of a firmer cherry. But it actually is a tart cherry, but it looks like a black sweet cherry.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks very much for that question. And, you know, before we go back to the phones, one of the ways that I'm sure that you and many other growers, cherry growers, and other fruit growers here in Door County sort of expand your opportunities, so to speak, when you mention wine, that brought that back to mind because we go to your place, a business, and I've shopped there before. My wife and I have shopped there before. And you've got wine. Talk about your operation sort of in the context of the cherry industry here in the state.
Well, the cherry is such a vulnerable fruit, and sometimes you get a hailstorm or a windstorm or whatever. So if you pick them on home to a processor for pitting, normally you really don't get a good price for them unless they're a quality product. Also, sometimes they don't take them at all. So what some of the growers are doing in Door County are diversifying and trying to create their own products like juice and wine, dried cherries, building farm markets, things like that.
And, Dean, you're seeing quite a bit of that here in the county.
Yeah, places like Bob's have really diversified, and I think it's very important that they continue to add value to their crop so they can compete economically. For instance, he started growing grapes. Grapes have become very important in Wisconsin, actually, where now we have over 400 acres of wine grapes in Wisconsin. We have five wineries here in Door County.
Excellent. Well, I want to give some others a chance to ask you questions here, and let's go back to the phones. And Mary in Belleville, I believe, is up next.
Hello?
Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking the call. We have four cherry trees of four different varieties, and we have troubles every year with little white cherry worms. Does anyone have some good advice for me?
Little white cherry worms. Dean, you want to start?
Well, there's two possibilities. That's either the green fruit worm or the cherry fruit fly, and that depends on when you have them actually on the crop. The green fruit worm will be earlier than the cherry fruit fly. Would you agree with that, Bob?
I'd agree with that. If you don't want to use pesticides, the first thing I would try on that, I'd take a gallon of water, put some pure cane sugar in with that water, mix it around, Spray it on the tree with a water bottle, that like it sprays onto the tree, and that may take care of your problem.
On
both kinds of worms?
Yes. Dean, would you agree to try something like that first?
Yeah, if you want to try something organically, that's a good idea.
I'm not averse to using pesticides on the cherry trees and on the apples, because otherwise it seems like we can't get anything from them.
Yeah, okay. So what's the pesticide then that one would use?
Well, again, there's a variety of pesticides you can use for both of them, and it all depends on the maturity of the crop, because they have most pesticides are labeled with a PHI, or a pre-harvest interval. And so depending on what you use at a certain time makes it whether you can eat it on time. So, again, I would direct you to go to your UW Extension agent in your county and ask them for a brochure on what pesticides they can use.
Don't we have brochures online for that? You can go to the Extension's...
The UW Learning Store, it's called.
Learning Store.
Yep.
I can't even remember that. It's the Learning Store.
Got it. Could I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
I'm intrigued by blowing the frost off the tree. We have a couple of apricot trees and one sweet cherry, and I've often wondered whether getting a smudge pot would do the job.
Bob, have you ever used a smudge pot, or would it do the job?
Actually, years ago we did use smudge pots, and that's a good idea to try a smudge pot to keep the frost away from the blossoms.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So get your smudge pot out, Mary.
Buy some.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot. I want to go back to the sugar and water. What is it about the sugar, and what does it kill the insects?
It kills the insects, yes.
So sugar. That's interesting.
So, just to go off on that a little bit, is that insects don't breathe through their mouth. They breathe through spiracles or holes in their body, and then basically it clogs up those spiracles so they can no longer breathe.
Understood. Okay, gotcha. Let's take some more calls. John in Viroqua is up next. John, hi to you.
Hi. I've got about 50 cherry trees just north of Viroqua, between West Bean and Viroqua. And my biggest problem are robins in the summer. In fact, it's become personal. It is so bad. I lose about 80 to 90% of the cherries that I have last couple of years from robins. And I've netted, and that hasn't worked. They seem to get through that. I was wondering if you guys had any advice.
Oh, robins. The state bird.
Uh-oh. Not for me.
Bob, any advice?
There's places you can get nets to put over your trees, and that does a pretty good job.
Have you tried nets?
I have, and on the larger trees it seems to work, because I have a fairly new orchard, but the younger ones, they seem to get through, and even on some of the bigger trees, the robins they figure out a way to sit on the branch and poke through or find a hole. And so it works somewhat, but I'm wondering if there's anything else I can use in conjunction to just try and have an overall plan to deal with robins.
Dean might have a suggestion. Dean?
Depending on your neighbors, you can use a propane cannon that basically sounds like shotgun blasts.
Oh.
That's not going to work. I've got neighbors, so. Well, I have neighbors. If I use that, I won't, but so I'll have to... What about things like tin pans in trees I've heard about, and putting up strings and things like that to confuse their flight paths and all that?
There are some colored balloons that some people hang above the trees that seems to keep the birds away.
You can try it. Try anything. I like the cannon.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me. Good luck. Thanks a lot, John, for calling. Appreciate it. By the way, you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or at Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. And Carl in Peshtigo, you are up next. Hi, Carl.
Hello. Another fine product from Wisconsin besides Wisconsin cheese. How I know that, I did work in Utah Valley. In south of Provo, they got some cherry orchards and so forth, and they'll import Door County cherries to blend with their product or sell them with their product and so forth for the notoriety of it.
Very interesting. And, it brings up a question to me. In the past, Door County cherries have gone and been shipped out of Wisconsin all over the country, if I'm not mistaken, Bob.
Yeah, normally the cherries are most of that 10 to 12 million pounds of cherries. A lot of them are pitted, put in 30-pound containers, and then they're sold to cherry users throughout the United States. during the next year. And that's all over the country that those cherries are shipped. But I think what you're talking about with the cheese, I think it's the health benefit. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Cherries are very healthy for you now. And I think we do sell the some cherry cheese, I know that, but everybody seems to be putting cherries in something these days.
Delicious.
I haven't tried the cherry cheese yet. I've tried lots of cheeses, but not the cherry. I'm going to have to try that. Have you got some at your place?
We got cherry cheese, we got cherry salsa, we got cherry everything.
I know you got cherry salsa. I've tried that. It's really good. But I haven't had the cherry cheese yet, so we'll try that. Thanks, Carl. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, again at 1-800-642-1234. I bring that up because we have a couple open lines, so we'll get you on pretty quickly. And anybody in the audience has a question, you come forward, too. Sarah in Pell Lake, I believe, is up next. Sarah, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good morning. I love Rainier cherries. They're the only cherries I can eat, actually. And I am looking for a local producer of them, so I'm hoping that there's some cherries that are being grown in Wisconsin, and they only have a very small growing season. They're in fashion right now, but I think it's only for about 3 or 4 weeks total.
So. Know anything about those, Bob?
The cherries? You mean for? I didn't.
Let's go, Sarah. Can you give us a little more?
Well, the Rainier cherries, they're a light red, white type cherry, very sweet. I just don't know much more about them. That's all I was calling.
Sherry, we do produce those in Door County on a small level. We plan on having quite a few of those actually this weekend at our market in Fish Creek, the Rainier cherry.
Okay, so it's a very sweet cherry, you say?
Yes, it's very sweet, just as sweet or sweeter than the Black Bing cherry.
Okay. All right, does that help out, Sarah?
It does. Now I have to look up where Fish Creek is and see if I can take a road trip.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If you're going to find those cherries, my bet is that you're not going to find them in any other county in the state than Door.
Yeah, we were up north in Vallis County, and someone had them there. And down here, no one has them. So I'm desperately looking for my cherries, desperately seeking Rainiers. So
I'll tell you where. Where's Pell Lake is how far from where's Pell Lake?
South of Lake Geneva.
So you got a little bit of a trip. Not too bad. 3-4 hours, you'll be here.
No problem.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, Sarah. Appreciate it. Let's take a question from the audience. Hi.
Hi. My name's Kathy, and it's not really a question. It's a statement to Dean that I would like him to let people know that besides cheese and cherries, we are the World Potato Bank. And have him just say a couple words about that.
That's a good idea. Dean, talk about that a little bit, the World Potato Bank.
So if you drive past Highway 42 and stop into the Peninsula Research Station, you'll see that there's what's known as the Potato Gene Bank. And in that gene bank, actually, they take and propagate potatoes from all over the world. And those spuds or little potatoes, actually, are sent to researchers all over the world who request it to increase the breeding lines for potatoes. So, and one of the reasons why they're here in Door County actually is because of the basically because we're kind of isolated from other areas that grow potatoes. So we don't have as many or very few diseases here in Door County for potatoes.
Oh, man, that's cool. Bob, you comment?
Well, I thought you were going to make, go ahead.
The grapes are the same way as far as when it comes to the diseases. We're just starting to grow grapes here, so we really don't have to spray them very much, which is a great thing.
All right. So that is very, very interesting. And another question from the audience. Hi, or comment.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Mequon, and I have a question about pruning. Now that my Montmorency cherry tree is in full bloom, I'm noticing there's a lot of deadwood. It's been a really hard winter on the tree. What is the best time? Have I missed it already? Do I have to wait till next spring, or can I do it this fall? Can you give me some ideas?
The only thing you should cut off right now would be the dead wood, if there's any. Anything with leaves on, you should leave until next spring, which you'd start about the 1st of March would be a good time.
Okay, so it has to be before the buds start to bloom?
Yes, when the tree is dormant with no leaves on. That's when you prune and you open up the middle so you get some sunshine in there in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Kind of do that with apples, too, don't we?
Same deal, yeah.
Same deal.
Yeah, if you cut into a tree now or after March or when it starts to warm up and you start to see sap running, you're too late.
All right. And let's take another question from the audience. Hi.
Hi. This is not a question. It's a plug for the research station where the Door County Master Gardeners have built a beautiful garden with waterfall. You could walk around. You can have bring your lunch, eat lunch there. And many people, my wife and I, greeted people there one Sunday, and there were a couple of hundred people, and people from Door County came in and said, I didn't know this was here. It's one of the most beautiful things in Door County. You have to come see it, and it's free.
And it's free. Dean, comment.
That's a very good point. I'd like to welcome everybody to stop at the research station on Highway 42. The Master Gardener Garden is open to everybody, and it's free. And usually they're so friendly there. If you stop in the gene bank, they'll take you on a little tour and show you what's happening. If you stop into the research station that's run by the University of Wisconsin, they'll give you a little tour. I should mention that they trial all kinds of things there, sweet cherries, tart cherries, winter wheat, raspberries, currants. The list goes on and on.
It's one of the great uses of our tax dollars here in the state of Wisconsin.
Exactly. Nothing better than cherries.
But lots of other things as well are helped there. I'm glad you brought that up because it's a wonder. It's an outstanding facility. And let's take a call here. Beverly and Cashton, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, Beverly.
Hello there.
Hi.
My question is going back to the 1 gallon of water plus white sugar to help get rid of the fruit worms on the cherry tree. Yeah. I want to know how much sugar to add to that 1 gallon of water.
Oh, just like my grandma's recipes. Throw in a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
I would say at least three pounds to a gallon.
Wow, lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar.
Okay. Are there some oils that could work and do this as well? Work as well? Some dormant oils or...
The dormant oils are only applied when there's no leaves on the tree.
Oh, only when there's no leaves. Okay. All right. So the oils would not work. So the cherry, so the sugar, and what'd you say, 3 pounds to a...
Whatever will come through a spray bottle. You have to realize you have to spray it out of that bottle. So if, you know, you're going to have to work with a little bit. 2 to 3 pounds, I would suggest.
Start with 2 pounds and see how that works.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But what's sugar? What's a pound of sugar now?
Yeah, that's expensive.
Is it? I haven't bought a pound of sugar in a long time. Probably, let's see, how long have I been married? 13 years now. It's been about 13 years since I bought a pound of sugar, I think. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Bev, for calling.
Okay.
We'll go to Mary. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mary in Cumberland, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mary. I wondered about what happens to the cherry pits. I understand that in a pellet stove, you can burn cherry pits. So how would you go about getting them?
Well, what you'd have to do is talk to one of the local processors up in Door County. That would all be on. We do have a website. It's Wisconsin Cherry Growers' website is wisconsincherries.org. And if you go on there, you'll get a list of the processors. And if you can happen to get a hold of some cherry pits, what you have to do is dry them out very good on an open floor. They have to be individually put on the floor, not in piles, to dry them out very good to burn them.
Okay.
What is it? Do you get a distinctive...
little bit of a cherry flavor and smell, yes.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I like that idea. You know, there's nothing you could sell, Bob. You could dry those pits and sell those for some money, too.
Actually, we also had a product. I don't think we have it right now, but we had a product that a lady took some cherry pits and sewed it in a little cushion. And you would take that cushion and rub your neck or any pain you had in your body with those cherry pits. And it seemed to feel pretty good if it didn't do anything else.
There are more uses for those cherries than I ever imagined here. Oh, man. Mary, thanks for calling. Let's take another call. Brian in North Prairie give you a chance now. Hi, Brian.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling. I
have a couple comments here about one about the gentleman whose cherries were being eaten by the robins.
Yeah.
I had a Montmorency that it was doing well, and it kept getting pretty much eaten up by waxwings and everything else. And my neighbor had a mulberry tree, which was small, and when that mulberry finally got bigger, even though it's quite a messy tree, the birds just seemed to go to the mulberry, and I never had a problem again with them eating my cherries.
We have a mulberry tree not 50 feet from our cherry tree. I don't know about anybody else, but that sounds like that's good news to good news for our family anyway. Bob, what do you think?
I think I might interplant a few mulberry trees amongst my cherry trees. Maybe they'll also work good for pollinating them. Who knows?
And then well, I would also suggest you buy a purple car then, Bob.
Yeah, that's kind of the downside of those mulberries.
Our cherry, and that is being eaten by Japanese beetles. The other day I heard, I believe it was Phil Pelletieri was on, and he was talking about neem, a product
neem
that
oil.
You could spray on. Right, and I was wondering if they have ever tried that and if it works.
Now, I'm glad you called because I was trying to remember neem as a neem oil when I brought this up a few minutes ago, and I just couldn't remember it. Dean, what do you think?
Well, one of the things in Door County, cross our fingers, we don't have a high population or hardly any. I know that Japanese beetles are in Green Bay, so they're moving north, but growers really don't have a problem with them here. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Yes, I'd agree with that.
But would neem oil work for some of the other things that we were talking about in place of the sugar, for example, and water?
It would have some effect. You have to remember that neem oil is more of an organic type of oil, so it's not fast-acting. So if you have an outbreak of Japanese beetle, you're going to have a lot of damage before it does any good.
They're horrendous in North Prairie. They're on everything, birch, linden trees. It's really something.
Well, Brian, I thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. And here we are just about out of time, you guys. The boy has flown by. Someone was wondering about the prices of cherries this year. What are we looking at for prices this year, Bob?
Well, a couple things. They're just a little bit higher, not much more than last year. I think the main thing is there's plenty of fresh cherries available at all the markets in Door County. So make sure you come up here. You probably should call first, maybe, if you're going to wait after 2 weeks. But we do have a lot of fresh cherries here available that we handpick ourselves and sell them. And cherry products, of course.
And lots of cherry products. Dean, comment?
I would just welcome everybody to come up, stop up in Door County. We have plenty of cherries that should last, hopefully, for a couple of weeks yet. And hopefully next year we'll have that bumper crop back.
Well, I tell you what, I had really good timing for this radio program because I've got to make room in the car for several buckets of cherries. I had friends saying, would you bring me a couple of buckets? And I said, well, if we've got room after we get ours in the car, we'll do it. It's been a real pleasure, Bob and Dean. Really appreciate you being with us today. We'll be giving some stories of life in Door County. This is part of the life of Door County, certainly, the cherry industry. And with a family like Bob's, have been in that farm's been there since the 50s?
Yes, that's when we owned it, since we've owned it, yes.
Since you've owned it, so in all those years, 60 years roughly in the family there. And he's a great guy, too. Bob Lautenberg of Lautenberg's Orchard Country Orchard, our guest today, one of them, and he's in Fish Creek. Left side of the road as you're driving up. And Dean Vollenberg, Dean from Sturgeon Bay, the Door County UW Extension Ag Agent, really pleased to have them with us today and to talk about the Door County cherries. And I hope you do come up and try some of those cherries. Coming up, we're going to take a look at life here in Door County. Paul and Frances Burton, a couple that have lived here for a long time, and they've talk about prolific writers. Those two are really producers, and a lot of what they write about is about Door County and all kinds of things relating to Door County. from its history to its natural ecology. So we're going to be talking about all of that with them coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.